My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, thank you.
And how are you on this Sunday, Sammy?
Great, thank you, Eddie.
How have things been in the office this week?
Well, we've had a fantastic 7 days, to be honest with you, Eddie. It's lots of great sales in different price points. The market continues to perform. You've got clearance rates that for 2016 have averaged well above 70%. So that's a terrific barometer, no matter which way you look at it, Sam. Mm.
Oh, it's fantastic. I guess the other thing that's on everyone's lips is lack of stock,
which is driving prices up.
Well, that's certainly it's certainly been driving prices, but we've seen consistent prices and consistent clearance rates, even when we tested the market with over 1,000 auctions.
And Sam, you've had a variation between 500 auctions all the way up to 1,600 auctions.
Yes, yes.
So it's maintained.
Yeah, it's maintained the whole way along. I mean, that is a very healthy market. We've always said, Torsten, really anything around 60% is still a healthy market, 60 to 65. In the 70s, it's extraordinarily high.
And so it's important, Sam and Eddie, if you are thinking of selling in the next 12 to 18 months, I'm a big believer in knowing your market environment.
Yeah.
And at the moment, you are not entering a market if you have a particular property type. There is not a lot of opposing properties. And it is the perfect time with buyer depth, Sam, with not as much competition against your style of property, to put your property onto the market and get yourself that sort of one in a 7 year opportunity to actually almost pick the top of the market.
Well, we've got a good example of that. You know, we auctioned a property a week ago, and that property was one of a pair. Its pair was slightly bigger and sold 12 months ago. So it had about 80 to 90 square metres more land. It had an extra bathroom. The one that was on smaller land with one less bathroom that didn't have rear access, so there was some, you know, quite significant differences, achieved more at auction.
Indeed, Sammy. Now, here's a clue for this week's topic. Do you remember the show?
I don't.
Home Improvements.
Is that it?
That's the theme song to Home Improvements. Tim, starring Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
There you go. So what often helps selling your property, and that's what we were going to discuss this week.
It is indeed.
Is Home Improvements.
Well, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, was
that's
it?
That's the one.
Yeah, well, we don't want any of his handiwork. It never lasted. But there are a nice segue there, Eddie. And yes. I guess, shall we talk about that after the break?
Absolutely. This is My Real Estate on 1377 3MP.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate on 1377 3MP, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside 95311245, the one central number to call for your four offices, which are, Sam?
They are, Eddie, Blackrock, Elwood, Port Melbourne and Mount Martha.
And the topic of the week, we are talking home improvements.
We are indeed, Eddie, and it does make a significant difference to the outcome. So I guess just prior to the break, we were talking about the market, and it is important also, Sam, to let the listeners know is that there is a terrific window over the next several weeks now that the school holidays are over. So there's a great opportunity to get your property ready and then onto the market. So with these home improvements, there are simple things and there are more extensive things that we've talked about over the in recent years, but time and time again makes such a difference. You have got an opportunity if you have got a home on the internet, which is where we're finding most of the buyers are either coming from real estate agents' databases or the net. They're the two largest formats for active buyers. And within that first pictorial is still so important, getting that presentation right, Sam.
It is, and we had a good example recently where we had a property when the tenants were moving out. We were invited to take some buyers through from the database, and we'd recommended the owner do a certain amount of works. He said, look, just test it with a few buyers. We took them through and none of the buyers were feeling it. They just thought it
was unemotional.
They felt the property was a bit dark. They didn't like the dark black bench tops in the kitchen, and there's no emotion. We since had the property repainted. We changed all the bench tops to a white stone. So I think they call it snow is the colour. And we had it furnished. And there's a beautiful hero photo with a the hire furniture company did a great job, but a beautiful big painting in the backdrop next to the dining area, and that was the hero photo. And when people came to the property, they all said, that's right, it's this one, it's the one with that painting on the wall with the butterflies. And we had four bidders at the auction, and we sold it for nearly $300,000 over the reserve. So what a turnaround.
And it is, and it just shows the smaller things. So we start at we'll use a home for example, but again, this can also be carried into apartments, Sam. We've had plenty of clients that we've dealt with where we've actually had them motivated to get the body corporate to perhaps render the front of the facade of an uglier
yes,
looking
that's worked
block
really
of apartments.
Well. Yep.
We've actually had them understand the merits of the common gardens at the front, getting a nice fencing or planting so that the entries and the common entries are improved. It can be
lighting sometimes.
Lighting, yep. It can be carpet or tiling of the stairwells.
Yes.
It can be enclosing the stairwells that are exposed to the weather and actually putting a glass framing. But with homes, you've got a terrific opportunity. A lot of the homes that we deal with in the Bayside area is a period. And so there's a great opportunity there to actually enhance the period detailing with some great painting. There's a terrific opportunity to make sure that you're getting the front entrance with the fences, say a rusted gate, either repainting that gate or making sure it's back on its hinges, making sure the front fence that might be a bit dated is either upgraded or repainted. The gardens, making sure that the defined pathways, that there's actually a softening of those pathways with putting some mulch or some more modern feeling tan bark to accentuate the actual garden bed, Sam.
Yeah, in fact, I've got a garden that's undergoing that at the moment for a client. It is a beautiful house, a period house again, Torsten. But once again, the garden beds at the moment aren't defined in any way. You can't really tell where the lawn starts and finishes. And you know, that's going to be an opportunity for the owners to just create some nice definition, but also some planting to soften the facade and the fence line, because at the moment it's very stark and bold. You get some nice established trees in there.
Yep.
And also they're going to put some aggregate at the front to create a car space so that there's a definition between the car park and the footpath to the front door.
Let's say that a house has been heritage listed in the Bayside area, as we've been discussing.
Yes.
But it's been let go. It has really, really, really been let go. And it would, rather than bringing it back to its former glory, would be easier to knock the house over and put a couple of new ones on it. How hard is it to do that on that particular block?
Well, the reality of that is, Eddie, it'll either have a heritage overlay. If it has an overlay, then
you can't touch
it.
Okay.
So it's
have to be proved as structurally unsound, which is a process that involves engineers and may take some time, and you still may not be able to knock it down.
Eddie, the initial documents will tell you what the actual zoning is and whether it's just a building, whether it's just in a special building overlay or whether it's in a heritage overlay, and that provides a fairly quick answer.
What's the difference?
Well, if it's in a special building overlay, it means that you can knock it over, but there are certain requirements within that overlay. It might be datum height as far as where the foundations start and what heights you can actually build to, mm-hmm. as far as the building envelope. If it's in a heritage overlay and there are different levels of that,
Is it saying that the house is important?
It is.
And the streetscape.
And the streetscape. Right. So there's a combination of the two, and each suburb has that defined for each street. So
sure.
And you can find, which is interesting, which surprises Sam and I quite often, you may well find two period homes in the same street.
Yeah.
And there are anomalies, aren't there, which is really quite strange at times, where one will have an overlay and the same home on the other side of the street
won't.
Hmm.
This is My Real Estate on 1377 3MP. Back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
And we continue with home improvements, Torsten.
So, Eddie, so we've talked about the front, and there are other things that we've mentioned over the years, and that is if you've got a lot of foliage in front of the front two bedrooms or windows, you want to cut those back to create extra light coming through. So it's not just about the physical improvement, Sam. It's also as far as painting or changing things. There are smart, low-cost things you can do by cutting back
the
foliage.
The aesthetics, you know, how you perceive the property.
And also a simple one, which time and time again, is lighting, whether you need to put a skylight in or whether you need to put some extra lights, down lights into a room, or simple, because we're all so environmentally conscious, we might have too low a wattage, a light fittings in the darkest room. And you know, there's an argument that if you can put some brighter, stronger globes in, it makes such a difference to the way that room will feel.
But some people call that ambiance.
Ambiance is nice if you're romancing, but not if you're trying to get the best price.
Yeah. And also the other theme to that, Sam, is when we're talking about moods. Is the mood of feature walls and darker walls. Sometimes we need to break it to clients that that very dark, personalised colour of that particular room may not be demonstrating the actual, it may be, again, darker colours shrink room sizes. Mm.
But so, haven't you recently said that the feature wall's gone out of vogue?
Look, it has, but often you'll find it may not just be a feature wall, it may be a feature room when we talk about ambience. And say, for example, a lot of dining rooms, people will put darker colours into in some older homes, and they can actually very much date it. And also there's just this darkened haze.
Sure.
Yeah. No, that's right. Those period colours often do that. And as much as they are lovely for personal taste, create an atmosphere, we're really, nearly everything now is going very vivid white. You can colour it up with artwork, and then you've got a very neutral palette, and you're not putting anybody off, really. Mm. You're opening the doors to more potential buyers.
So you're saying get rid of the purple wall.
Yeah.
And another simple thing is if you've got an older carpet and you know you've got great timber floors, lift the carpet and polish. That's still very, very popular. And again, for those families where we are finding, for whatever reason, that children are becoming more susceptible to allergies. So floorboards are a really popular solution to that.
And they hardly ever go out of fashion. Floorboards are really, really, they've constantly been popular.
No, that's exactly right. And I think if you don't have the capacity, you know, because we do sell a number of sort of estate properties, whether it be, deceased estate properties. And quite often the family, there's a certain amount of work that they're prepared to take on, but it's often a big challenge just getting, you know, the house ready in terms of taking furniture out and decluttering.
Yep.
But if you do know that there's beautiful boards underneath, you know, it's a good idea to perhaps lift a square of carpet. If it's an older house that you think somebody might renovate, lift a square of carpet so people can see them. Because sometimes there are some beautiful boards underneath the carpet. And you can usually find a square maybe in a wardrobe.
Yes.
Where you're not going to ruin the carpet, you're just going to lift it up a little bit so people can see it.
Sure.
Other simple things are, instead of retiling a bathroom, you can spray. There are two or three specialist companies that will spray the actual enamel.
Yep, and they'll do it with the bath as well.
With the bath and the actual tiling. Simple things of
That'll save you a fortune.
It will, and modernising tapware. Larger mirrors are very much in vogue, so it creates a much bigger impact on bathroom sizes and the feel if you are getting rid of that small, tacky, old mirrored cabinet. And
that
actually,
big rainwater shower head as well. Hasn't that come back into fashion?
Yeah, it has. It has. We weren't allowed to even talk about that a few years ago with the water savings, but it seems that...
But they've made them in such a way now that you get the feeling of the rainwater.
Right.
However, it is...
Efficient.
Efficient, yeah.
And so those sort of features are very important. Soft furnishings are another simple, economical way to actually shears. There are a number of companies and franchise companies that you can buy ready-made shears for certain window sizing, again, to soften some of the bedroom feel.
If it's an older style home, quite often it's take down the lace, isn't it?
It is. Mm.
Yeah,
it is.
You'd almost rather have no window finishings there and opening it right up for light.
And it's a good point, Sam. If there are the old style blinds, remove those.
Yep.
You're better off having nothing. Or if they're broken, if anything is broken, you want
take
to remove. So if you have a cracked shower screen when we're getting back to the bathrooms, replace it or remove it.
It gets back to sell the sizzle and not the sausage.
It is. Yeah. It is. But what we're and really small. Wanting to focus in on today was that you don't have to spend a lot. It's not just spending, it's also removing things that create the impact.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want it to be clear to listeners. You don't have to have a huge budget to really make an impact. A little bit of hard work and a little bit of forethought as to how do we talk to the greatest grouping of buyers for my particular property.
Yeah, and all you have to do is call us and we'll come around and give the advice.
Exactly.
Indeed. Gentlemen, thank you. We've got to leave it there for this week. We'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate on 1370 73MP. All thanks to Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. 9531 1245 is the number to call.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha. Part of a My Lifestyle Sunday morning.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1377 3MP.